Pray again.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话，恳求你的圣灵打开我们的心，你用你的光照耀我们，使我们离开黑暗归向光明，使我们脱离各样的限制，在你真理无限的奥秘中间享受你的光照。主啊，你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。上个礼拜我们在这里思想到天使的功用，从基督为什么是超乎天使。
And last week when we are here, we meditated upon the functions of the angel and why Jesus Christ is superior to the angels.
天使的观念在整个旧约的思想里面，一直到新约的连贯性里面，是一个很重要的一种信仰。
There is a consistent faith relating to angels from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
在别的宗教里面，有所谓神仙这一类的事情。
In other religion, we have the concept of fairies.
在圣经里面提到的是上帝的使者。
But in the Bible, we refer them to the messenger of God.
所以天使是神光明的宝座，那服侍灵界的，在灵界里面服侍的货物。
And angels are living beings that serve in the spiritual world in front of the throne of God.
犹太人对于这个天使尊敬到一个地步。
The Jews have great respect for the angels.
他们认为天使是把神的律法赐下来的。
And they believe that the angels brought the law of God to us.
天使是代表神向人显现。
And the angels represented God appearing to us.
所以这个上帝的使者，这个灵界里面的这个活物是很尊贵、很尊贵的。
And so they are of great honor, this spiritual being right before God.
甚至有些犹太人敬拜天使。
And some Jews even worship the angels.
因为这些的东西呢，乃是使他们想起，如果许多的圣徒都可以把人与神之间的关系做一个中保的作用。
Because they believe that even saints can be the mediator between God and men.
特别是天主教徒。
Especially Roman Catholics.
那么圣天使的地位是高过那些被封为圣徒的人了。
And the holy angels are higher in status than the saints or human beings.
但是圣经没有这样的教训。
But there is no such biblical teaching.
无论是大利利书，无论是这个启示录。
It doesn't matter whether it's the book of Daniel or Revelation.
当先知或者使徒在伟大天使面前匍匐下来。表示要敬拜的时候
，When the prophets or the apostles attempted to worship the angels，
他们都受了阻止
，All of them were stopped。
因为天使是唯一一样是一个被造之物
，Because the angels will say like you, I am a created being。
所以你们起来
，So arise。
你不应当敬拜我
，And you should not worship me。
但你有这样的经验
，And Daniel had this experience。
约翰有这样的经验
，Apostle John also。
因为天使无论何等尊贵、何等荣耀，还不过是受造的货物。
It doesn't matter how honorable and of honor the angels are, they are just created beings. And so human beings should not worship that has been created. We should worship God. And Jesus Christ showed us clearly who he was. In the gospel, there are various occasions where it was mentioned that men worship Christ. When Jesus was born, we see the kings of the east coming to worship him. We see the shepherds worshipping him. And they are worshipping the holy infant, a small child. It tells us that therefore he is not like a created being. Because he received the worship as in the status of a creator. And when Jesus commanded the sea to be quiet, the apostles
worshipped
him. Because they say, who is this person that even the sea and the wind listens to him? But Jesus accepted this worship from the apostles. He didn't say that I'm like you, a created being, so arise. On the other hand, he just accepted their worship. And in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ,
那怀疑的多玛有一天看见他 亲眼见到他手中的伤痕，他肋旁的伤痕。
And the doubting Thomas, when they saw him, saw his wound in his hand and in his, beside his ribs.
跪在耶稣的面前。
And he knelt before Jesus.
他说：“我的主，我的上帝。”
He said, "My Lord and my God."
基督就这样接受人的敬拜。
And Jesus accepted such worship.
基督的身份不是天使的身份。
So the identity of Christ is not the same as the angels.
天使是神的使者。
The angels were messengers of God.
耶稣基督也是神差遣来的使者。
And Jesus Christ was also a messenger sent by God.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
But what is the difference?
那些使者是被造的灵界的使者。
The first messengers are created beings.
耶稣基督不是受造的。
But Jesus Christ was not created.
他是创造的主自己受差遣到地上，道成肉身的被差遣者。
But he is God, the creator himself, who incarnate as man and sent by God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以他是耶和华的使者，是单数的，是独一的，是与所有其他的使者完全不一样的。
So a singular term is used to describe him, that demarcates him differently from all other messengers.
当第一到第三节提到了关于耶稣基督的这个神性以后，
After the mentioning of the divinity of Jesus Christ from the first to the third verse,
我们就看见了，从接下去就提到他超过天使那个本位的问题了。
And then we see the Bible mentioning that he's far superior to the angels.
所以我们看见他的名字是远超过天使的名字的。
And the Bible says that his name is much superior to all the angels.
他也是比众天使有更尊贵的地位。
And he has a status and identity that is more honor, with more honor than all the angels.
所以这里出现了远超过，远超过这个名称到底什么意思呢？
What does much superior means?
这就表示了基督不是受造者。
It means that Jesus Christ is not a created being.
基督不是他们眼中所认知的那个天使。
He is not an angel that they thought he is.
因为他远远超过天上的使者。
Because he is far beyond all these.
超过所有的基督徒。
And more than all the seraphim.
超过所有的这一个撒拉夫。
And more superior than the seraphim.
所以现在基督的身份是一个怎样的身份呢？
So what kind of identity does he have?
如果天使是这么尊贵的。
If angels are with such honor.
那么就是远超过这个身份。
And Jesus is far superior to that.
只有一个可能性，耶稣基督是神的自己。
The only possibility is that Christ is God himself.
他是神,
because he's God.
他不与天使同列,
and so he cannot be at the same level as the
angels. 他是神,
because he's God.
他远远超过天使的位分,
so he is far beyond the identity of the angels.
当这个远超过这个字表现出来的时候,
when this word much superior has been used,
作者就要给我们看见一个本质的差异的问题。
The author wants us to see the difference in essence.
什么叫做本质的差异呢？
What is this qualitative difference?
就是以程度的差异不一样。
There's difference between this and a quantitative difference.
Quantitative difference is not the qualitative difference.
这是本质的
差异。And qualitative difference is not the quantitative difference. There is a difference between the quantitative difference and the quantitative difference. 本质的差异跟分量的差异本身是有差异的。
So there is a difference in the difference between qualitative difference and quantitative difference.
就本质的差异，同这个程度的差异，中间的差异，本身是一个本质的差异。
So this difference in itself is quantitative in nature between quantitative and that of a different level.
Qualitative different in nature, 不是 quantitative. 它本身是一个本质的差异。
So in itself is a qualitative difference.
所以这样我们就知道我们不能用我们有限的知识去了解神无限的本质。
So therefore we know that we cannot use our finite mind to understand the infinite God.
在传道书里面告诉我们，
In the book of Ecclesiastes,
上帝在天上，
God is up in heaven.
你在地上，
Well, we are on earth.
所以你的言语要稀少。
And so we have to be careful with the words we speak.
你不要多讲话。
And we should not speak.
把你在神面前所许的愿，你都要去还他。
All the oaths that we made on earth, we need to fulfill.
神与人是不一样的。
Because God is different from man.
这样严肃的宣告就引起了当了一个大哲学家一个很重要的推想的。
And all these words give a very serious inspiration to a Dutch philosopher, a Danish philosopher.
上帝在天上。
And God is in heaven.
你在地上。
Whereas we are on earth.
所以这句话刺激了 Søren Arne Kierkegaard.
So Peter God has an inspiration from
his word. 他就从这里产生了他那个 qualitative difference 一个重要的理论。
And so he has this understanding of the qualitative difference.
他提到三件重要的事情。
He said there are three important differences.
第一,
First,
就是天地之间的旨意。
There is a difference between heaven and earth.
The qualitative difference between heaven and earth. 天是天，地是地。
In its quality itself, heaven is completely different from earth.
刚刚我们用天这个字的时候，在中国人里面就有两重的意思。
When we use the word heaven in Chinese, it's 天, there's dual meaning.
第一个意思就是形下意念的天。
The first one is this physical earth, heaven.
另外一个是形上意识的天。
And then the second one is beyond the material concept of heaven.
这个形下意的天什么意思?
What does the physical idea mean?
用英文来表示就是 sky的意思。
It's just this physical sky that we see.
但是形上意识的天什么意思?
But what about that which is not physical?
Metaphysical.
Metaphysical.
这个就叫做了这个 heaven.
And that's what we mean.
Heaven and sky is 不一样.
There's a difference between heaven and sky.
Sky is something blue up there.
Sky is 蓝色的.
是蓝色的天空.
It's a blue sky.
这个天呢, 是一个空字, 做一个本质的.
And this sky is empty.
什么叫天空呢? 就是天上空空叫做天空。
So in Chinese, the sky is empty.
天上有空气, 这个叫做天空。
There's air in the sky.
所以这个叫做形下的天。
And this is a physical understanding.
但是那一位上天有眼睛的。
But then this sky has eyes.
上苍会看人的。
And we say the sky can look at us.
那里提到的天的是形上天, 是有权柄, 有宝座, 有威德, 有主宰性的意思在里面。
And there's this understanding of a metaphysical sky that has the authority, the status, the ability to govern.
当然我是想 kick a goal, 是提到的 qualitative difference between heaven and earth, 不是提形象物质的天, 而是指形上主宰性的天。
And this critical is talking about metaphysical heaven, a heaven that can govern.
第二个 qualitative difference 是什么呢?
The second qualitative difference.
The difference between God and man.
It's the difference between God and man.
神是神, 神不是人。
And God is God, He is not human.
人是人, 人不是神。
And human beings are not God.
你不能把神当作人来看待。
You cannot treat God as if you're treating a human being.
不能用人的观念去强套在神的本质上。
And you cannot use human concept to trap God.
我们不能用人有限的思想去解释这无限的神。
We can't use our finite mind to explain this infinite God.
因为神不是人。
Because God is not human.
人也不是神。
And human beings are not God.
你勉强把自己神化偶像化的结果。
When you try to idolize yourself,
是自取羞辱。
And you are just disgracing yourself.
这句话就变成了卡巴一个重要的思想，叫做 "Let God be God, let man be man."
So Kalbach has a very important understanding, 让上帝成为上帝, 让人成为人。
因为神与人之间有个本质的差异。
Because there's a qualitative difference between God and man.
第三个本质的差异是什么呢?
What is the third qualitative difference?
The qualitative difference between time and eternity.
就是时间跟永恒的差异。
时间不是永恒。
The time is not eternity.
永恒不是时间。
Eternity is not time.
时间加时间加时间加时间加无数的时间还不过是时间。
No matter how many times you multiply time, it's just time.
时间的延长不能使它变化。 变成永恒.
The extension of time itself does not mean that it's eternity.
永恒不是时间.
Eternity is not time.
因为时间在可量、可衡量的这个范围里面是存在着.
Time exists in a measurable aspect.
而永恒是不可衡量的一个实体.
But eternity in itself is immeasurable.
时间是在塑造界里面可以计算出来.
And time is something that we can measure within our creator.
永恒是创造者本身的一个本质.
Whereas eternity is the essence of the creator God himself.
当你从七个国的这种 qualitative difference 元素去了解这些事件的时候,
so when you try to understand this through Kierkegaard's ideas,
你的生命马上就会严肃起来。
Immediately you will have a solemn concept of your life.
天是天，地是地。
Because heaven is heaven and earth is earth.
神是神，人是人。
And God is God and human beings are human.
永恒是永恒，暂时是暂时。
Eternity is for eternity and temporal world is temporal.
最奇妙的事情是什么呢?
But what's the most wonderful things about it?
暂时中间的是人有了永恒的神的观念。
is that in the temporal world, human beings have this eternal concept.
在地上活着的人有那个天国的向往,
whereas the human being living on earth has this idea and admiration for heaven.
最伟大的文化,
so the greatest culture.
所盼望达到一个天人合一,神人共存的那种重要的思想,
all try to attain an ideal where heaven and earth are one and human being and God at one.
我们盼望在有限的世界里面可以达到永恒的价值, 永恒的存在, 永恒的影响。
We attempt to have eternal value within our temporal world, an eternal concept and eternal existence.
这个本质的差异,
this is qualitative difference.
是最直接的觉悟,
and this understanding and enlightenment of all
these
things will allow us to enter into a more solemn and purposeful
life.
It also gives us a very different concept of
values. 远远超过这些名师提出来的时候, 就是提醒你有本质的相异的这件事存在的。
So when you see words like much superior and differences that the Bible mentioned between heaven and earth, it reminds us that there is in existence such differences.
什么叫做吃不透的奥秘?
What does unfathomable mystery mean?
什么叫做我们超过我们所想所求的?
Of giving us much more than what we taught.
什么叫做丰丰富富的基督的道理?
Or that the word of God is abundance.
什么叫做上帝从万古隐藏的奥秘?
Or the mystery that God has hidden since ancient days.
这些都是要告诉我们的本质相异的很多的重点。
All these Bible passages tell us there's great qualitative differences.
当希伯来书的作者提到了他远远超过天使的时候。
So when the author of Hebrew tells us it's much superior to the angels.
这里就要扩展我们知识论的范围了。
It expands our idea of our knowledge base.
使我们的 epistemology 可以突破有限, 看到神所启示的无限的真理里面的。
So that our epistemology can be expanded to see the eternal truth of God.
我们怎么样认知基督呢?
How do we understand Christ?
我们怎么样认识基督呢?
How do we know Him?
我们是不是从哥哥他, 从这个伯利恒马槽以十字架中间的这位耶稣, 是不是我们对基督的认识的基础呢?
Do we have this foundation of Christ from Calvary to Bethlehem, the little manger? When he was born in the manger. He died on the cross. Is this physical Christ the one that we know today? A Christian that understands Christ in this way understands Christ as a physical human being. But today the Bible wants us to know a Christ that is much superior to the angels.
除非他是神,
unless he's God.
那么没有可能他远远超过天使,
there is no way he can be much superior to the angels.
因为他远远超过天使,
because he is much superior to the angels.
要求于我们的不单是知的问题,
so he demands us not only to know him,
还是我们以敬拜的心来相信他的问题。
We must believe him with a heart of worship.
论到知识论这件事情,
and in the idea of epistemology,
这个字呢, 普通的字典是没有提出来的。
And this is not a very common word.
但是在知识的世界里面就提出来了。
But in the world of philosophy, it's pretty common.
因为所谓的知识论, 也就是认识的理论的问题。
And this is the understanding of the idea of knowledge itself.
知识论什么意思呢?
What does epistemology mean?
就是最知识的知识的理论叫做知识论。
And this is the knowledge and theory about knowledge in itself.
你说你知吗?
Do you know?
你说我知?
You say, I know.
你凭什么知道你所知的是真的?
How do you know that what you know is real?
因为很多人知错了事到死都没有救。
Because many people think they know, but they know the wrong thing all the way till they die.
你知道是一件事情,
so although you know something,
怎么知道你所知道的是对的?
How do you know this thing that you know is real?
怎么知道你所知道的道理是合理的?
Or that the theory you understand is reasonable?
怎么知道你所知道的范围是已经完满的?
Or all that you know is already completed.
在我们理性功能中间所能知道的知识到底是有没有限制的?
Is there a limit to the knowledge we can understand in our reason?
如果有限制，这个限制的基础是什么?
If there is a finite circumference, what is the basis of this understanding?
如果限制之外有没有可能有别的知识是我没办法勾到的?
Is there an ability to move beyond the limit of our understanding?
如果有的话，我怎么可以知道有超过呢?
How would I know where this limit is and what is beyond the limit?
怎么知道我的知识的性质、源头、根基、方向、原则这些的知识？知识的知识的理论叫做知识论。
And so this understanding of knowledge and where it goes, what's the source, what's the circumference, what is the limit, all this is epistemology.
希伯来书的作者在这里要告诉读者。
The author of the Hebrew wants to tell his reader.
你以为你认识了耶稣吗？
Do you think that you know Jesus Christ?
你以为你知道他一些事吗？
Do you think you know something about him?
你的有限界里面所得到的知识。
The knowledge that you garner from your infinite world.
你的历史范围里面所知道的关于他的事迹。
And all that you know from history about him.
还是不够的。
It's insufficient.
所以你要超越这个知识论的范围。
So you must go beyond this limitation.
认识他是远远超过。
And know that he is much superior to the angels.
甚至超过天使长的。
And he is much superior to the chief angels.
那么他这样讲是根据什么呢？
And on what basis did he say?
所以今天我们就提到关于他的方法论的问题了。
And so today we want to understand his methodology.
我个人是感到很有兴趣。
I'm very interested in this topic.
希伯来书的作者有一个很特别的功能。
Because there's a special function in by the author of Hebrews.
就是他读经的时候看到的里面真正的精华。
He can see the true essence of the scripture.
所以他这里就提出一句话出来。
So there is a sentence from here.
耶稣是超过所有的天使。
That Jesus is much superior to the angels.
远远超过天使的。
Much superior to the angels.
那么他用什么来佐证他这事情呢？
But from what basis did he come from this conclusion?
他用圣经神的启示来证明他讲的话。
He used the revelation of God in the scripture itself.
所以这里就提到，再次回到启示论是在认识论的范围之外的。
Again, here he shows us that revelation is beyond epistemology.
翻译句话用人自己被造的理性所能认知的范围之外，还有神要把真理启示给我们更完美的范围。
Yeah, in other words, beyond what we can understand from our physical limitation, there is this revelation from God that is completed.
这也就是人文哲学里面从神所启示的真理里面本质差异的地方。
And this is the qualitative difference between all human literature and understanding and God's revelation.
在东方的认识论以孔子的一句很重要的话做代表。
In the East, Confucius represents the way we learn.
他的知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
He says that if you know that it's really real, then it is true knowledge.
你知道的，你就说你知道吧。
If you know this is what you know, then you say so.
你不知道的，你就承认你不知道吧。
But what you do not know, if you just admit it.
那这就是你的知道。
And this is true knowledge.
你知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
So therefore, when you know, you say you know, you don't, doesn't know, just admit you doesn't know, so this is knowledge.
这就是你知道你的知道是有限的知道，你知道不知道。
So this is an understanding that what you know is limited.
如果你知道你所知的是有限的。
If you know that your knowledge is limited.
那么你的知就可以继续在这样的根基中间以谦虚的态度去进步了。
You have the ability and the humility to keep learning in your life.
一个人在知识论里最大的毛病是不知他自己知不知。
The biggest problem in life for people is they do not know whether they know or not.
而强以为自己知。
But they keep insisting that they know.
结果就弄到自己无法进到更多的知里面。
And the end result is that they cannot learn even more.
西方的代表就是苏格拉底。
In the West, they are represented by Socrates.
苏格拉底被认为是最有智慧的人。
Socrates has been considered as the most wise person.
诚实地说，我什么都不知道，我只知道一件事。
But honestly, he admitted that he doesn't know anything except one thing.
那么你什么都不知，只知道一件，你就这么智慧了吗？
So you only know one thing, how can you be considered as a wise person?
请问苏格拉底，你所知道的唯一的事是什么呢？
So Socrates, what is that one thing you know?
他说我什么都不知，只知道一件事，那一件事就是我什么都不知道。
So he said, I only know one thing, and that one thing is that I don't know anything.
所以希腊的哲学就从这样的真正的谦卑开始去求知。
So Greek philosophy started with the position of humility to seek for knowledge.
自知之明。
And this understanding of the self.
那个明就是一个知的知。
And this understanding in itself is knowledge.
因为你知道你自己到底知什么。
Because you know the, what you actually
know. 你明白你自己不知道什么。
You understand what you do not know.
一个人的知识呢，最贵以他能有自知之明。
So to being able to understand yourself is the most important.
东西方的限制就已经框出来了。
And so we see the limitation of this East and West.
我们没有办法超越。
There's no way we can surpass
that. 圣经给我们一个新的盼望。
But the Bible gives us a new hope.
是东方哲学所没有的。
This is what we cannot find in Eastern
philosophy. 西方哲学所没有的。
Or Western philosophy.
所以论到知识论的问题，保罗讲了另外一句比这两个人更高超的话。
And Paul said something that is more superior than these two philosophers.
你说保罗讲了什么呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗说，若有人以为自己知道什么，按照他所该知道的，他还是不知道。
And Paul said, if some people insist that they know something based on what they know, they truly do not know.
所以这里为什么说他保罗的话比这两位哲学家还更高超呢？
So why did I say that Paul is more, what Paul said is better than these two philosophers?
因为这东西的哲学在限制中间，他们已经把自己框死，没有出路了。
Because there's no other way to surpass the limitation of the East and the West philosophers.
如果他们以这个谦虚的心、无知的态度再追求的时候，所知的还是自然界中间已经可知的事情。
Even though they have great humility, all they understand is what can be known from nature.
但是保罗这里讲了一句话。
But when Paul said this,
按照他应当知道的。
Based on what he should know,
他还是不知道。
He still doesn't know.
为什么这里摆个新的盼望出来呢？
Why do we say there's a new hope in this?
因为保罗所讲的按照他应当知道的，乃是提到神所启示要人知道的那些关于树林的事。
Because Paul is referring to what God wants us to know by His revelation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督教的知识论是很正确的。
So the idea of knowledge by Christianity is very correct.
我们能知的范围里面。
Within our understanding,
我们可以观察自然。
We can observe nature.
我们研究神的普遍启示。
We can understand the general revelation of
God. 我们可以就像这些大哲学家，以谦虚的心怀去探求一切的知识。
Just like these great philosophers, with humility, we can seek after knowledge.
但是在这个范围之外怎么样呢？
But outside of this limitation, what do
we do? 远远超过这个的。
There is something far beyond this.
那就是我们用信仰去领受神的启示。
And that is by faith we receive the revelation of God.
你就可以知道超自然的、超限制的、超受告诫的那更深一层的道理。
Then you can understand the knowledge that is supernatural, that is beyond the created limitations.
那也就是圣经所讲的不能测度的。
And this is something that the Bible mentioned as unfathomable.
超过所想所求。
Something that is beyond what we think.
远远超过。
Much superior.
这就是知识论的一个突破。
This is a breakthrough in epistemology.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以那些自以为研究了世界的哲学，就什么都懂的人，这些人是放弃了在神面前领受启示而知真理的恩典的人。
And so those people who think that they know everything because they know philosophy, they've given up this grace of knowing God.
希伯来书的作者就在用这一句话把人带到一个另外一个境界里面去了。
So the author of Hebrew brings us to another dimension with this word.
你认识道吗？
Do you know the word?
你认识基督吗？
Do you know Christ?
你认识世界吗？
Do you know the world?
他是创造诸世界。
He is the creator of all the world.
他要承受诸世界。
And he will inherit the world.
他是掌管历史的。
And he's the person that holds history in his
hands. 远超过天使。
And he's much superior to the angels.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
就远超过。
This is much superior.
不但提到本质的差异。
Does not only tell us about qualitative difference.
也提到知识论的突破。
He also tells us the breakthrough of knowledge.
这样你对基督的认识就不捆锁再从这个伯利恒到哥哥他的这些历史现象里面。
Therefore, your understanding of Christ will be beyond this physical understanding between Bethlehem and Calvary. Because he's not someone who is like us, limited in the created world.
甚至在全灵界里面最高的活物还更超越的那一位。
Because he's much superior to the, even the most superior spiritual being.
唯一的可能是什么呢？
What is the only possibility?
耶稣基督是神。
Is that Jesus is God.
那么如果神是神，耶稣基督也是神，不是两位神了吗？
Does that not mean that we have two gods?
我怎么可以相信两位神？
How can I believe in two gods?
神之所以是神，因为唯有他是独一的神，所以他是独一的真神才是神。
God is the only God. He must be the only one God.
神既然借着先知讲话，
and since He spoke to us through the prophet,
神又既然借着基督讲话，
and also spoke to us through Christ,
那么基督是神所差遣的，因为神借他讲话，那么他怎么是神呢？
How can he be God if God spoke through him and sent him?
这样神与基督的关系意味着奥秘是我们有限的头脑很难用自己受造的理性去了解的。
So certainly there must be a mystery between the relationship between Christ and God that we cannot understand with our finite mind.
这位基督，圣经论到他讲了什么呢？
What does the Bible say about this Christ?
希伯来书的作者就提到他是神的儿子的这件事情的。
And the author of Hebrews tells us that he is the Son of God.
基督是神的儿子，这是一个重要的事吗？
Is this very important to us?
今天教会里面有多少次讲台充斥耶稣是神性的问题？
How many times have you understood the divinity of Jesus Christ from the pulpit today?
今天圣诞节的时候，有多少的讲台提到耶稣是至高上帝儿子这个教义呢？
In Christmas Day, do we ever hear of sermons about how Christ is the Son of ever living God?
今天的许多的人只注意，我们需要一个医病的耶稣，一个赶鬼的耶稣，一个赐福给我的耶稣，一个照顾我的耶稣。我们信耶稣跟信关公什么不同？就是名字换一个吧。
Many people believe in Jesus Christ that will heal, that will exorcise the demon, that will take care of us. There's no difference between this Christ and any other gods.
但从全本圣经的教训来看，
but from the entire teaching of the scripture,
基督的神性，基督是神儿子的这个教理，是基督教存在的世界上一个最重要的一个基础了。
The understanding of Christ as the Son of God is the most important foundation for Christianity today.
就在这个教理上，耶稣才建立他的教会。
And upon this teaching, Jesus Christ established His church.
耶稣问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”的时候
，So when Jesus asked the apostles, "Whom do you say I am?"
彼得说：“你是基督，是永生上帝的儿子。”耶稣才第一次宣布，我要建立我的教会在这一个磐石的上面。
And Peter said, "You are Christ, Son of the Ever Living God." And Jesus then declared that I will build the church upon this foundation.
基督是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
这个教义、这个信仰有多大的关系呢？
What is the importance and significance of this doctrine?
你要明白旧约的这句话，新约跟旧约不同信仰的你分道扬镳了。
You must understand that because of this statement, there is a splitting between New Testament and Old.
基督是神的儿子，所以犹太人一定要把他钉在十字架上。
Because Christ is the Son of God, so the Jews must crucify him.
所以基督教与犹太宗教的紧张关系是根据这一句话爆发出来的。
And the tension between Christianity and Judaism come about because of this statement.
基督教的信仰同回教的信仰永远水火不相容，也就是因为这个教义而。
And this doctrine also gives us a separation between Islam and Christianity for all eternity.
所以当希伯来书第一章第五节提到上帝说你是我的儿子，我进了圣礼的时候，基督论就进到一个很重要的生死的关头的问题了。
And so in verse 5, when we see God declaring that you are my son, today I have become your father, Christology has entered to a very important and crucial point.
你是我的儿子。
You are my son.
我今日生你。
I have become your father today.
这句话是谁讲的呢？
Who said this?
这位是上帝讲的。
This is said by God.
那么你说这种观念在旧约圣经里面到底有没有呢？
Is there such a concept in the Old Testament?
如果旧约里面有神是有儿子的这个观念的话，
If there's this concept of son of God in the Old Testament,
为什么犹太人接受了旧约，他们没有接受到这个重要的结晶呢？
Why is it that the Jews accepted the Old Testament but does not accept this teaching?
那些律法师、法利赛人整天背诵圣经，为什么没有接受到这个结晶里面最重要的一个高潮呢？
And all the Pharisees have understood the Bible, the law very well. How come they did not understand this teaching?
那一个罗马的巡抚比拉多问耶稣最重要的话的时候。
When Pontius Pilate asked Jesus the most important question,
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
但是呢，祭司长问耶稣最重要的话不是那一句。
But the priest did not ask him this most important question.
祭司长问耶稣的话，你是上帝的儿子吗？
When the chief priest asked him, Are you the son of God?
你看不同身份的人会产生不同问题的问号。
So you see different questions coming from people of different status.
希拉多是政治家。
Pilate is a politician.
他是整个罗马帝国王派来的一个神职。
He's the governor that is sent by the Roman Empire.
怎么可能有别的王呢？
So there cannot be another king.
他关心的是政治问题，是他本家本业饭碗的问题。
So he is interested in political questions, something relating to him.
你是犹太人的王。
Are you the king of the Jews?
如果你宣布你是犹太人的王，岂不等于说呢，在叙利亚被罗马帝国控制之外，有另外一个政治的派系已经出来反叛了吗？
If you say that you are king of the Jews, certainly there is now an opposition political body within the place.
由罗马人根本不管犹太宗教。
The Romans were not interested in Judaism.
你只要你在你宗教里面安分守己，我的政治控制你，我就满意了。
So long as you do not challenge the political system, they are happy.
所以他不管你们宗教里面信些什么。
So it doesn't matter what kind of preaching you have.
只要你不要自称为王，不要作乱，我就可以放过你的。
So long as there's no rebellion and there's no self-appointed king, it's okay.
他很失望。
But he was disappointed.
耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生。”而且是为真理特别来做见证。
And Jesus Christ said, "You said I'm a king, and I'm born for this purpose, and I bear testimony to the truth."
1969年，刚好30年以前，我在南洋大学讲这一篇道理。
In 1969, I preached this in the Nanyang University.
基督生而为王。
And Jesus Christ was born as the king.
是在比拉多面前讲的一句话。
And this is something he said in front of Pontius Pilate.
我相信很少人在圣诞节的时候读的圣经是受难节的圣经。
I believe very few people actually read about this Good Friday.
那一天我就用那一节圣经来讲圣诞节。
But that day, Christmas itself, I used Good Friday passages.
但祭司长不问耶稣，你是犹太人的王吗？
But the chief priest did not ask Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
祭司长问的是什么题目？
What kind of questions did he ask?
你是上帝的儿子吗？
Are you the son of God?
所以呢，当荀彧只关注政治问题的时候，这些祭司长所注意的是宗教信仰的问题。
So when the governor only are interested in political matters, the priests are only interested in religious matters.
耶稣照样对他说：“你说的是。”
Jesus again replied in the same manner.
我是上帝的儿子。
I am the son of God.
当他对比拉多说我是犹太人的王的时候，比拉多就不能放过他的，一定要杀死他。
Because he said that he is the king of the Jews, he cannot be escaped death.
当这个祭司长听见耶稣说我是上帝的儿子，他也不能放过他，他要用宗教的理由把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And because he declared himself to be son of God, he cannot escape religious persecution as well.
这不是件很奇怪的事情吗？
Isn't this something very curious?
这不是件很吃亏的事情吗？
It's something that is bad for him to do.
比拉多问他你做了什么？
And Pilate asked him, what have
you
done?
你有没有做这个？
Did you do this?
他不回答。
He did not answer.
你有没有讲这些话？
Did you say these words?
他也不回答。
He also did not answer.
从头到尾一句不要回答。
From the beginning to the end, he was silent.
气得不得了。
And Pilate was angry.
你岂不知道我要权柄放过你，也有权柄置你死地吗？
Do you not know that the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣人问他做什么说什么他都不回答。
Jesus did not answer all the questions.
但是当他们问你是不是你说，你是不是你做，你是犹太人的王，你是上帝儿子，他马上回答。为什么？
But when he was asked whether he is the king of the Jews or is the son of God, he replied immediately.
基督不是因为他做错事而死。
Christ did not die because he did the wrong thing.
基督不因为他讲错话而死。
He did not die because he said the wrong thing.
基督是因为他是上帝的儿子而死。
He died because he is the son of God.
所以我告诉你，希伯来书第一章谈到第五节的时候，马上把基督教教理中间最要害的一个重点提出来。
So the fifth verse of the book of Hebrews gives us a very crucial point in Christianity.
神的儿子，
the son of God.
上帝说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
God said, "You are my son. Today I become your father."
请你注意，
please take note of this.
希伯来书的作者要提到，耶稣远远超过天使。
The author of Hebrews wants to tell us that Christ is far beyond the angels.
完全没有自己制造任何的理论来佐证自己的讲法。
He did not come up with his own theory to prove his point.
完全根据旧约圣经来证明耶稣是上帝的儿子。
He used Old Testament to prove that Christ is the Son of God.
他用神的启示来佐证耶稣远远超过天使。
He used the revelation of God to prove that Christ is far superior to the angels.
所以这样单单第一章 这以后这一章里面就七次引用旧约的经文来建立他理论的基础。
And after this, there are seven passages from the Old Testament to prove this foundation.
希伯来书的作者
The author of Hebrew
不是讲自己的话的
did not say something from himself.
还有传上帝道的人
Again, he preached the word of God.
他根据神的启示把圣经讲解出来的人
And based on the revelation of God, he explained the scripture to us.
但是
However,
我要你注意一件事情
I want you to take note of this.
许多人都读旧约没有读出他所读到的地方
Many people read the Old Testament but did not realize the same thing.
许多人都看圣经，没有看见他所抓到的重点。
Many people read the Bible, but they did not see this essence that he has proposed.
所以我是无限的惊奇。
So I am amazed all the time.
为什么他会抓到这些重要的点
？How can this author of Hebrew understand this crucial point?
看到基督远超过天使的这个位分呢
？And understand Christ to be much superior to the angels.
他清楚的引用的圣经是什么呢
？The first Bible that he used.
上帝说：“你是我的儿子。”
God said, "You are my son."
我今日生你。
Today I become your father.
这句话不是他想出来的。
This is not something he imagined.
因为这句话原先在这个使徒行传有人提过了。
Because this has been mentioned in the book of Acts.
这句话也曾经在旧约里面出现过的。
And also appeared in the Old Testament.
至于在新约，我们看见除了使徒行传十三章三十三节以外，希伯来书第一章第五节再出现。那么意义跟罗马书第一章第四节是相同。
It has the same meaning between this and Acts 13:33 and Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以新约三次把基督的复活、基督的生命和神生他的事迹连在一起，不是偶然的。
This is not a coincidence when three different places in the New Testament link the resurrection of Christ to his sonhood of Christ, of God.
但是
However,
这些经文背后真正的基础是旧约，不是新约。
But the foundation behind all these passages is the Old Testament, not the New Testament.
使徒是对犹太人说。
And so they are said to the Jews.
我们基督徒相信上帝的儿子，你以为这是新创造出来的吗？
He's trying to tell the Jews this is not a new theory that we invented.
因为这是新发明出来的吗
？You think this is something brand new?
不是的，这是现在我们的祖宗已经启示下来的道。
No, this is something that God has already shown us through our ancestors.
这句话的出处在哪里
？Where did this verse come from?
在诗篇第二篇第七节。
It is from the second Psalm, verse 7.
我现在要读第六节，然后你们一同开始来读第七节。
Now we are going to read the sixth verse, then you will read it.
诗篇第二篇第十六篇二十二、二十三、二十四、四十篇一百一十，都是论到弥赛亚最重要的诗篇。
The second psalm and also the 40th psalm gives us the understanding about the Messiah.
Psalm second, Psalm 16, Psalm 22, 23rd, 24th, Psalm 40.Psalm 110. These are all the most important messianic psalms. 预言到耶稣到世界上来做救主的重要的诗篇。
And all these are psalms that predicts the coming of the Messiah.
第二章是全本诗篇里面第一次出现最重要的弥赛亚的诗篇。
And the second psalm is the most important and the first appearance of the
Messiah. 第二章的第六节里面讲什么话呢？
What did the second Psalm verse 6 say?
他说我已经立我的君王在锡安山我的圣山上面了。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
这个父所决定的事情。
This is something the Father has decided.
他的第七节圣子就印证这件事情。
And verse 7, the God, the Son tells us this.
第七节大家一同来读。
Let's read verse 7.
一、二、三，受膏者说，我要传圣子。耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
He said to me, "You are my son. Today I become your father."
在这里两次，无论圣父，无论圣子，都用第一人称来自称自己。
So here we see the occurrence where God the Father and God the Son use I as a singular word.
这个 first person to introduce himself， 这是神自己的作为。
This means that God Himself is speaking to us.
上帝说
God said,
我已经立我的受膏者在圣山上西安作王了。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
然后呢，圣子说
Whereas the Almighty One says,
上帝曾经对我说， 你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
He said to me, "You are my son. Today, I have become your father."
这为什么两位都以第一人称来称呢
？Why did these two persons use first person terms to refer
to
himself? Me, I.
我，那是永恒的存在者的自称。
This is the self-reference of the eternal God.
所以当摩西蒙召要叫以色列人出埃及的时候
，So when Moses was called to deliver the Israelites,
那个时候耶和华的使者在荆棘的火里面对他说：“摩西，摩西，把你的鞋子脱下。”因为你所站的地方是圣地。
When the servant of the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush, he asked Moses to remove his sandals.
摩西脱下鞋子跪在主的面前。
And Moses removed his sandals and knelt before the Lord.
我要差你去到埃及王法老那里。
And the Lord said that he ought to be sent in front of the Pharaoh.
我要你把我的百姓从埃及为奴之地把他领出来。
I want you to deliver my people from slavery in Egypt.
这是可能吗？
Is this possible?
这个呼召太难了。
This calling is difficult.
因为我要去面对仇敌的君王。
Because I must face the enemy, the king.
我要求的是他一定不给我的东西。
And I will ask what he will surely not release.
200万的以色列百姓可以替他造金字塔。替他造王宫，免费的，这是世界最便宜的工钱。
There are 2 million Israelites that they are slaves to build the pyramids and the palaces.
请你把他们领出来。
But you have to deliver them.
离开为奴之地。
To deliver them from the place of slavery.
到旷野侍奉耶和华。
To the wilderness to worship God.
你去。
Go.
你对法老说。
And speak to the
Lord. 耶和华上帝如此说。
And Jehovah God say this.
让我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
摩西就用各样的办法。推迟这个呼召。
And Moses tried all means to get away from
the call. 上帝啊，我没有口才。
And God, I'm not articulate.
上帝说，那叫别人帮助你做你的出言者吧。
It's okay, I'll get a spokesman for you.
没有。
Does God say that?
上帝说
，God said,
你没有口才。
You are not articulate.
谁创造你的口
？Who created your mouth?
谁创造你的舌头
？Who gave you your tongue?
他爬爬没有羊的头。
He was scratching.
他没有办法反抗。
And he was not able to oppose God.
摩西
Moses,
我差派你
I'm sending you.
我要叫你的哥哥这亚伦帮助你去
I will ask your brother Aaron to help you.
这个时候呢，摩西再问一个问题
And Moses asked another question.
这个是历史上最重要的问题解答
And this is the most important question and succession in history.
各民各族都有他们的假神
Because there are idols for all kinds of people at that time.
那么耶和华是谁？
And who is Jehovah God?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这句话是基神与其他假神本质差异差异中的最重要的一个钥匙。
And this is the key to the differences between God and all other false gods.
The key of the qualitative difference between the true God and the other gods of the other tribes in Canaan.那我们怎么知道这位神是真实的
？How do we know that this is a true God？
这位真是无形象。
And this God is not physical。
这个神是无偶像的存在。
And this God is not like the idol。
这位神是看不见的。
This God is an invisible God。
对，因为看不见的神差遣我去见看得见的法老。
An invisible God sent me to a physical, a visible Pharaoh.
神的权柄我不知道，但法老要打死我，我知道。
I'm not sure about the authority of God, but I know that the Pharaoh will kill me.
所以摩西就问他说。
So Moses asked him,
你名叫什么
？What is your name?
如果以色列人问我谁差你来的
？If Israel asked me who sent me,
我怎么回答
？How would I answer them?
请你注意
，take note of this.
超过所有文化所有哲学的最高的一个真理的本体论出来了
And the most important understanding that is higher than all philosophies and all understandings
This is a supreme ontological answer
It's a supreme ontological answer
It's the first person I am who I am
And the Bible says I am who I am
我是永存的上帝
I am a God who lives forever
我是至存永存的上帝
I'm a God who is self-existing and live forever.
Self-dependent, self-existing, self-eternal, self-sufficient God.
我是上帝，我是至尊，我是永存自己供应的上帝。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你去吧。
Go.
你告诉他，那一位自由拥有的上帝差我来。
Tell them that I am sent to you.
至存者。
A person who exists by himself.
不但自存。
Not only is he self-existing.
永存。
He live forever.
不但他是纯的本体
Not only is he the source of existence, he's the foundation and source of all existence. So when Jesus Christ said that,
父曾经对我说,
the Father said to me,
你是我的儿子,
you are my son.
我今日生你,
today I've become your father.
父自己说,
and the Father himself
said,
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
无论圣父,
God the Father,
无论圣子,
God the Son,
都是以第一人称称自己,
all of them use first person to refer to
themselves.
And this is something which cannot come about from false religions.
唯一比较像的就是回教《可兰经》的启示者。
And only the one that is pretty similar is from Islamic Quran.
他是用第一人称自称自己。
And in that Quran, there is this first person reference.
又在这里产生了很大的鸿沟。
And there is a big gap here.
因为《可兰经》神是不被生也无所生的。
And this God in the Quran is not self-existing.
He is not born and not give birth.
He's not born and not given birth. So, in Islamic understanding, God is not born or begotten. Whereas in Christianity, the Bible tells us that God has His only Son.
So, I hope you can see today very clearly that this is our lifelong, also our most important, most dangerous, and indispensable faith.
So you must understand today that this is the most crucial and most important understanding and doctrine. Because Christ said that I am the Son of God. And so he was crucified for
that.
Because Peter said you are Son of the living
God.
And Christ said that I will establish my church. And the Hades cannot win over
it.
And the heaven doors of heaven are open. Whatever you bind on earth, you will be bound in heaven. Whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven. All this came about because of the belief that Jesus is the Son of God. This is something that the Jews cannot understand. And something that Islamic people can never accept. But this is the sole reason why Jesus is far superior to the angels. And in verse 5, the author of Hebrews says, all the angels whom did God ever say this to any of the angels? What does this mean? That means it has never happened before. Not even once. Absolutely not. God has never said this to any of the angels ever. God only said that to Jesus Christ. So Jesus is far superior to the angels. What did God say? You are my son.